Welcome to Under Your Roof and In Your Backyard with Dean and Derek.
I'm Dean.
And I'm Derek.
So here we are, real life cousins. We were Masons since we were kids.
Yep.
Working with Derek's dad, my uncle.
Yeah, mainly stone Masons.
Right. But then we branched out into...
Well, we have our own company.
Right.
And then we branched out into television for about 7 years, 200 episodes. You might have seen us on the DIY Network, Rock Solid and Indoors Out.
Right.
PBS, too.
PBS, Victory yep. Garden.
Victory Garden.
Which was a great experience.
Yes.
And we branched out to design, outdoor design.
Yeah, so outdoor living, hardscapes. Look, we're here to teach you and help you learn about the value of your home under the roof and in your backyard. We've seen a lot of mistakes over the years, and we've also helped tremendous amount of people make the right choices.
Right, but you've just completely pigeonholed us.
What'd I do?
Because it's not just the value of your home. Yeah. That's this. We can talk about that today.
Yeah.
Why do I have something in my eye? Wait a minute.
I think I just spit
you
in your eye.
You did. With Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Iced
love
coffee.
Their coffee. Yes.
So, yes, today we'll talk about improving the value of your home. But
yep.
In the bigger picture,
yes,
we're going to talk about hiring contractors, products, food, marriage counseling, anything.
Yeah.
Really.
I just have one rule.
What?
I do not want to go back to the 80s when you were waxing your back. Okay? I don't want to talk about it. It icks me out, and you bring it up all the time. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we won't have to. You know why?
Yeah, right.
Because about 10 years ago, I discovered laser. So there's no more problems with that issue.
See?
But thank you.
I don't want to know this.
Thank you. Okay, fine.
All right, so...
you want me to bring up your prostate the size of a football?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's just keep some other things like... Right. You know, personal things?
Yeah, off right. The table.
Yeah, we're not making this
there.
Personal.
No, this is not personal at all.
Nothing.
Nothing. There will be nothing that comes up that will be personal, hurtful, a memory from the past.
No.
There will be
nothing.
This is all about improving your home.
All right, so today we're talking about improving the value of your home.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Inside?
And outside.
Okay.
Right.
And in the genre of our expertise or everything? Because we know we've been around a lot of construction sites. We know a lot of experts, electricians, plumbers, and stuff like that.
Right.
But why don't we just focus on the little things that we see from our perspective?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. One of the main things that you and I have seen over the years, which is close to 30
right.
out in the field, right? Right. By the way, now we're a part of the management team at Plymouth Quarries in Hingham, Mass.
Which is one of the largest suppliers and a working quarry here in Massachusetts.
It still supplies the stone to Boston College, Yale University.
University of Michigan.
Yeah, and buildings all around the world.
Right, you're working on one
in Chicago right now, yeah.
Ohio,
yeah.
Libraries.
Boston College just came in for a new idea. That
right.
We can't talk about that.
No.
But still, also, we sell many other products there. And we're part of, you know, bringing new life to this 102-year-old business with the Bristol family, who now own the quarry as well as
JF Price.
Or
you say new life, or we're going to completely ruin the business after being in business for 102 years.
Isn't that great?
So
that's
going to be one or the other.
Yeah, but one of the things that has happened over the years, over the 30 years, is we did see in a consistent, I would say, schedule or basis or consistently people making terrible choices.
Right.
So what about the time, remember this lady, we can't say her name, but she wanted these gorgeous front steps.
Oh.
And this incredible front walkway.
You know what's funny? I was just thinking about that whack job.
Yeah.
She was nuts.
Okay, you can't.
The one with, she calls us up at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And says the way the sun as it's setting on my steps.
Stop. You have to stop
she
right there.
She was a. So, and any contractor has stories like this. She was a nut job.
Yes, she was. But the roof is falling apart. The gutters are hanging off the front of the house. The house needed painting, and yet she wanted a travertine front walkway and the most expensive granite steps that you could find. And we're like, what is
and
going on?
How many
on?
Times did we replace that granite step?
Yeah. So
twice, right?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah,
and
did.
Then... we made sure we showed her on the truck the granite step before we put it
That's
back.
True.
She said, I love it.
Yep.
And then she calls the next day. I was standing outside at 4 o'clock, and as the sun was going down, it hit
stop.
The vein of the stone.
You're going.
And I'm like, we are done
okay.
with you.
But
done.
The point I'm trying to make is
that's a whole other show. We can talk
I know,
about
but
contractors
the point,
and nut jobs.
The point I'm trying to make is her budget got eaten up with the products she chose for those steps and that front walkway when she needed to fix other things on her house.
Right.
So that way, remember you and I were saying, well, what if we actually gave you this really nice fieldstone step with the bluestone or even that Smoky Mountain Mist granite, which is more in the medium of price range, and a beautiful brick walkway. It was gorgeous because it had a very colonial feel to it, the house.
Right.
But she had her mind set.
And by the way, we have a very close friend who's a carpenter that might be able to help you with that termite damage and the rotting of your house that looks like the Addams Family house. Mm. Maybe we could introduce you to him,
right,
too.
Right.
Instead of you looking at freaking veins on steps.
Right, exactly. And
why'd you bring that up?
Well, no, I brought that up for a point. Would you please listen to me?
No, because I'm feeling the same angst I am back like
you are
10,
so emotional, dude. You get so emotional
because you
about
bring
this
up
stuff.
Those stories.
No,
and
but
it
I'm
gives
bringing
me
up,
agita.
Would you
I get
stop
it all
I'm
back
trying
again.
To come to, I'm trying to get to this point.
Okay, get to the point.
As a homeowner, if in the category of homeowners, if they continue to make decisions based on a product that they love or they see something, and you know where I'm going, at someone else's house or in a magazine, I want that. It does not fit their house. It does not fit their budget. They're blowing money. They can't fix the other things at their house, and they're not listening. They have to look at the whole picture, especially at the front of the house.
And you know what it all comes down to?
What's that?
Sex.
Why?
You're going to get this.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's not sexy to fix your gutters. It's not sexy to redo the front of your house as it's rotting.
Yeah.
It's not sexy to fix your front steps and spend money on that.
Okay.
There's no sex in that.
No, there's
but,
none. Right.
But it could become a huge orgy after
you
finish.
Oh, you know that I can't even look at you right now. The words that you're using.
I'm not using it in dirty terms. I'm using it like if Hugh Hefner had a show like this, I'm explaining it like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not sexy to
no,
do
I
that.
Understand.
But when you do it, when you fix your front steps, when you fix rotting shingles, when you fix your gutters, when you fix your walkway in front of your house, and we hear this all the time. I never use my front steps. I never use my front walkway.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
when
you
know
do
what? That.
It is sexy because when your husband makes a decision,
you
when your
it.
Husband
there
makes
you
a decision
go.
And says, honey, I took care of that termited area. Plus, we got a nice front step and walkway that doesn't kill the budget. And we're going to Hawaii in 6 months. Forget
then,
it.
Then we don't even have to go there.
You don't even have to.
No.
She's all over you.
Exactly.
Right.
But
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I
it's
do know
not
what you're
sexy.
Saying.
And people, they see their neighbors.
Right.
They watched those shows.
Well, they watched our show and they got
right.
all
and
these
we
ideas.
Did, we
right.
did Indoors Out. We
right.
did all those big transformations.
But if you
and
remember,
stuff.
The things that you and I always tried to do, especially in the TV show and in our business, was we tried to make the right choices based on the architecture of the house
mm-hmm.
and what the goals are. There's nothing worse than when you're seeing a design choice.
That's
inside
wrong.
Or outside that does not belong with that house.
Remember when I first bought my house?
Yes.
1898 farmhouse
yes.
in an old farm community here in Massachusetts. And the owners of the house put track lighting and pink wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yeah, it was
what
nice.
What the heck are you thinking?
I know. That was
seriously,
yeah,
right?
That was bad.
So they didn't like the style of a farmhouse. You can't make a farmhouse into a modern-day house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to what you're talking design.
Right.
So number one, I would say, going back to this,
yeah.
because you go on these tangents. Number one, I would say,
yeah.
is curb appeal
mm-hmm.
and your front entry.
I think I already said that.
You did?
Yeah. See, you don't listen. So even though I go on a tangent, you're not listening. Because the problem with you is even you pretend to listen. I see this in meetings with you all the time, by the way. That's why I didn't invite you to the last Boston College meeting. You pretend to listen. And I see your face go blank because you have 10 thoughts in your head.
Right.
You're like, I'm acting like right. I'm listening.
Right.
But I'll let
and
you.
And I refuse to be medicated. So
right, exactly. I'll let you take what I just said and use it as your own.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
So
that's our
does.
Career,
it
by
does
the way.
Start. Yeah. It does start. So the front of your house.
Yes.
And the other thing, too, is the ugly bushes, the yews that were popular in the 70s and now
them.
They're 8 feet
yep.
In front of your house.
And they stab
they're
you.
Making your yes, they're making your shingles rot,
right.
right, and all that. Take those out, fix your front steps, fix your walkway, and it's a dramatic improvement. And most of the time, it's not a lot of money.
Well, the truth is, Dean, and whenever I say the truth is, you always say to me, who are you, Abe Lincoln? But the truth is, the money you put into the front entryway of your house, whether it be the front door or whether it be the shingles on the front and the gutter and the steps and the wall, you
roof
will get that
shingles.
Money
roof
back.
Shingles.
You'll get that money back.
Yes.
That's the value
yes.
of your home. Of course, the back and the sides, all the other things that you need that practical.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Right. But that's why we're here. I mean, really, that's what you and I are passionate about, is making sure that we help people understand, do not fall into these traps. And one of the biggest traps is falling in love with a product that is not right for your property.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
And that's where, hopefully, when you go to supply places, they can educate you on, like, veneer, right? The way a stone is cut dictates what the style is.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When's the last time you went into a place to buy a product where you got educated? See? See?
Does it deal with food? Because I've been to a couple of restaurants where I said, and then they explain where the wine,
right.
Armoroni.
Okay,
but isn't Have you ever had an Armoroni?
No, but
If you've ever had an Armoroni and they explain the way the winemaker makes it,
yeah.
I learned a lot by that.
And then when, I don't care what it is. Whether
You're not
it's
interested in the Armoroni.
No, I am interested in that. But my mom just texted me. She's okay.
Okay.
All right. Whether it's food or whatever it is, but when you get someone who, you know, in an establishment where you're going to do business mm-hmm. and they're educated, isn't it awesome?
Yes.
Like, we get that at the quarry,
right?
Like, you and I fight for that, and we try to make sure. And if we can't answer a question, we'll say, I'll get back to you on that, because it's all about relationships. It's all about communication, right?
And it's how you build a business,
And
right?
How many times do people feel stupid? They feel like, oh, this is a stupid question to ask. Right. I shouldn't ask this.
I agree.
There's nothing stupid.
No.
Right? I mean, when it comes to your house, which is your biggest investment, is your house your biggest investment?
Still is.
Right. When you signed that first mortgage, how'd that feel?
Scared the hell out.
Okay. Any of you young people out there ready to sign a mortgage, get prepared for 52 pages of signatures.
Right.
Right?
And you have no idea what you're signing.
No, not really.
You
say to yourself, how can I do this?
Right.
But you will, because you have a work ethic and you bust your butt and all that. But you get to this place where all of a sudden you're like, I just feel so overwhelmed. I feel like I just need to ask people I trust. So when I go to an establishment of any sort and I get educated by something, that excites me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel like, okay, I may not know about this brick or this stone or that wallpaper or this paint or whatever it is, but if I ask my stupid questions and I get people who listen to me and educate me, I feel like, you know what? I'll spend more money with you.
Not only that, if they're honest. Because a lot of places push certain products, right?
Right.
How many people come into the quarries, and I know we're going on a tangent here, but how many people come into the quarries and they say, I want to look at a patio, I'm looking at stone. Mm. And then the more you talk to them, you realize stone patio is not in your budget.
No.
It's not going to fit your house value-wise.
Right.
And then we push them to a lower cost, not cheaper, lower cost product that will still service their needs, but not blow their budget on a patio.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that is a good point. Yeah. All kidding aside, that is a good point.
Yeah.
So we made the bullet points, the front of your house, getting rid of ugly bushes, doing a little landscape.
Curb appeal,
the walkway, the steps, the front door, the front entryway, all of that. And I don't care if no one ever walks up to your house and uses that. It changes the whole look of your
house.
And
before we go inside, because we have to go inside now,
right.
Is you know that when you came into your house, which looked like a piece of garbage, I remember when you bought it.
Yeah.
Remember the 6-foot fence around the corner and everything?
Juvenile.
And I remember blessing myself as I drove down the street going, the
Why
poor
did
guy.
He ever buy
he's,
that?
He's going to be miserable to work with.
Right.
But, you know that the moment you took that fence down and you started working on your house, it changed the attitude of your neighborhood because
you
put value in your home, and that brought the value up and everything.
When I took
that
ugly fence down, all my neighbors came up to thank me, and they introduced themselves.
What about what's happening in my neighborhood two doors down? You saw that.
Same thing.
That little cottage that I thought should have been ripped down, and someone came in and is bringing new life to it. They're bringing value into my neighborhood back up.
And it's not exciting because now everybody wants outdoor living, and we're going to talk about that in the future.
That's another,
But you know what? You should never put money into your backyard until the front and inside of your home is done.
Right.
It's a waste. It's a waste of money.
So one of the things I really want to tap into about going inside is what you and I just did. Take a guess.
What you and I just did.
What did we just do?
How long ago?
I love asking you
like
a question.
5 minutes ago?
I love asking you a question.
What do you mean?
What
you and I just did?
Oh, come on. You recommended someone to me to come to my house and do.
Oh, the energy audit.
The energy audit.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty basic, but how many people don't do it? How long?
See, I don't know if that must be around the rest of the country, but here.
But here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it is a great thing.
It's a great thing.
You pay for it. You just don't know you pay for
it. Yeah, exactly. but right. they did an incredible job.
Right.
Right.
So why don't you explain what we're talking about?
Yeah. So you can call, you know,
your utility, either the gas company, electric company.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I wanted to give a plug to the company who came, Able, right? Wasn't it Able?
Yeah, but there are so many subcontractors. And
it's all through Mass Electric.
Mass Save.
Right. That's what it is, Mass Save. Right. And you call up and you can get an energy audit from any of the contractors they have in your area. And that must have been a good hour and a half walking mm-hmm. through my house, top to bottom, looking at where we're losing heat, losing air conditioning. He educated me so much about where not to put insulation. I thought I had to do so much more insulation. And he's like, you're wasting money and time here. Put it here and here, get the foam. You know, they come in and they give you an estimate, which is incredible.
Right.
Right.
Because you get a lot of money off.
And then they go through your whole house and they change all the old light bulbs with the LED ones.
Yep.
And then they go into the computer and they tell you how much you're going to save per year
mm-hmm.
just by the things he did today. I'm like, why didn't I do this 10 years ago?
Because you don't think about it. But a lot of people aren't aware that that service exists. You save tons of money
yeah.
because they give you credits toward doing
it. Yeah, but you know what? It isn't that we didn't think about it. Because I remember talking to someone 5 years ago who's like, you got to do this. You got to do this. I never took the time because I'm like, oh, I'm too busy. I can't leave work. I got to do this. Just set up an appointment tomorrow. Mm. Get it done. Because you know what? From the moment that person leaves, you start saving money.
And the other thing they look for mold. Yeah. Mold's a big issue in some of these quote unquote airtight houses today. Mm. They look for stuff like that. They'll clean mold. They'll take out insulation. So that's a good tip.
Did you know that there's a lot of mold issues within newer homes than there are older homes?
Yes,
because
why?
The older homes breathe more.
The farmer who built my house in 1898
yeah.
knew nothing about square and plumb. Didn't.
That's true.
My whole house is plain cedar.
Yep.
And it breathes. I will never have mold issue. Right. I did the radon test.
Yep.
I have a boulder. You saw the boulder in my old foundation.
Yeah, it's built on, your house is built on the...
My radon is like the lowest it possibly can be because if it is in there, it's all going through outside the house because the house breathes.
Yep.
It was breathing a little too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, because you did an addition and I did an addition mm-hmm. and we learned a lot, right?
Yes.
I mean, we did... My addition was when we had the television show. I remember firing my electrician from Texas.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
He had a cocaine problem. Remember all that? And you're looking at me like, oh, dude, thank God I got mine done before we got into this new season.
Right.
You know, but I remember putting a full basement in. You put a full basement in one side, mm-hmm. right? Didn't you?
Yep.
So I know when I go into that full basement, I'm looking at the construction of that with those concrete walls because my old foundation is like yours, block and stone and all that. It's a 1933 cottage, you know?
Right.
A little older than younger than your house. But when you walk in and see how things are done, I'm like, oh, wow, look at the changes in all the years with the joists and the sizes of everything. It's completely different.
You know, the point we're making with this audit, and we will move on from this, is if you don't have a lot of money,
yeah,
it might help you out to where you can get some pretty good things done around your house and not spend a lot of money because they give you a lot of credit toward
right.
it.
And did you know that they give you 2 years here in Massachusetts to do the work?
Oh, at the price they give
you? Yeah. They give you this great price. He goes, this is good for 2 years. I'm like, 2 years?
Right.
Wow, that's fantastic. Plus, I asked him if he'd take old insulation out and other stuff away. He goes, yep, for this. And it's all broken down.
So that is a good point for the inside of your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. But now let's talk about what we could do
right.
inside your house.
Right, and
number one, I'm going to tell people, you hate your brick fireplace like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Do not paint it.
Yeah.
If you paint it, you're making it so much more difficult.
Well, people don't understand that once you paint it,
you're done.
You can't put anything on it.
Right.
What you have to do is shoot and lag a metal lath over that and create a new masonry face so that you can do a veneer.
Right.
So, right, that's true.
And the biggest thing that's changed in our business,
yeah.
it's not new really, it's been around now for a long time, is real stone cut to 1 inch, thin veneer, which means you can go over any existing fireplace. You can make a wall of stone in your living room, your kitchen, underneath your backsplashes, and you don't have to support the weight. That's a huge change.
Right.
So taking products like that can completely change a room in your house, especially if it's an ugly brick or something that you hate.
No, it totally can. I mean, and when you think about walking through, let's think about it, guys. When you walk through the front door of your house, if you have a fireplace, it's a feature. That's a feature.
Some are cathedral. They're centerpieces,
yeah.
right?
And that has to be addressed. If that thing is not looking the way it should, then the value of your home, or if you're thinking about reselling it, you'll get that bang back right. on something
but
like
inside,
that.
But inside, let's be honest, it is true what everybody says, kitchen and bathroom.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing I was going to talk about, too, with you. But go ahead.
No, that's where you put
your money. The kitchen and bathroom is where your money is.
That's where you put your money.
No question. Right.
And once again, even if you don't cook or whatever, kitchen and bathroom is huge.
Yep.
That's what you'll always get your money back there.
Right.
You might not get your money back on certain other changes that you make.
Yeah, like, you know, people, of course, want a nice master bedroom and things like that. But I have three small bedrooms in my house. You have two small bedrooms in your house, right?
I have three with the downstairs addition one now.
Yeah, but that's really your man cave.
Well, no. Not since my college kid kicked me out. But
That's another story.
That go, yes.
Yeah, you're getting too personal again.
Yes, I know.
I am. But, you know, really, the thing is that you and I both did our kitchens and bath, and we added on a family room. Because the big thing for the last probably decade or so has been that open space from the kitchen all the way into the family
room. No more walls.
No more walls.
Right.
And when we grew up, that kitchen was segmented. The dining room was segmented, you know, where you walked right. through a opening in a wall, and then everyone started breaking everything. Because it makes, I have a 1,200 square foot house, you know that. And yours is a little bigger than mine, but our houses feel bigger
yeah.
because we opened it up.
But the thing our houses are missing that your house had and my house had back in the day,
what?
Sparkles in the ceiling. Remember? In the Italian neighborhood, when you had the sparkles in the ceiling, you were somebody.
All right,
you
made it. I have to share.
I was just thinking.
I gotta share the story. I have to share the story because you're a father and my mother, a brother and sister,
right?
And we grew up with that whole Italian side,
right?
And my father was the Englishman in the Italians. All right, and you, whatever your father did at his house, my mother had to do in her house.
That's true.
I remember coming home from work one day, and there's my poor dad, 5'2" dad, no hair in his head. Covered in dirt from cutting stone and everything and dust. And he's in the dining room painting the ceiling and he's throwing sparkles. He's throwing sparkles of glitter or something up into the ceiling. And I go, Dad, what are you doing? It's all in his like thinned out hair. It's all, you know, it's not going to come up for you. It's going to be 10 showers before he gets right. rid of it. I said, what are you doing? He goes, Uncle Tony's got sparkles. We've got sparkles.
It's true.
And then,
and I bet on the way home,
yeah.
after he bought the sparkles,
yeah.
he bought the gold ball, too, to put in front of
you
the house.
You know we have the gold ball.
Because when you have the gold
backyard.
Ball in front of your house yeah. in the Italian neighborhood yeah. with sparkles in the ceiling,
yeah.
you're a made member.
Well, you remember when we were cleaning the yard one day after work with Cousin Michael and the rake hit the gold ball and it fell off the pedestal?
Your mother lost
She her lost
mind.
Her mind.
Right.
Yeah, she
what,
lost her
what
mind.
What does the gold ball signify?
I have no idea.
I have.
Does anybody out there know what the gold ball signals on
I
the pedestal?
I think it's an Italian good luck charm or something.
Yeah,
I think. What happens if you had silver?
I don't know, but don't put sparkles in your
right.
ceiling paint. Don't do that.
So let's go. We're going on a tangent here.
You're going on the
no,
tangent.
I just
you
thought
open
about
a
the
door and I walk
in
like an idiot.
I thought about the sparkles in the ceiling. That's all you brought up when you were talking about the dining room separated.
It was a good story, though.
It was a good story, but it is true.
It is true.
We will not lie ever on that. Well, Derek might, but I won't.
Yeah. I like to lie.
So you know what's great in your kitchen? Obviously, fixing the backsplash. Countertops stink. But here's a big mistake people make.
What do you mean countertops stink?
If you have crappy countertops.
Oh,
I had Formica from the 70s. I had linoleum on the floor.
Yeah.
One of the biggest mistakes people make, though, in their kitchen is, like we're talking about with your outside, you pay for a high-end product that you'll never get back.
True.
Right?
Right.
There's certain countertop material that for certain houses, it's almost a necessity. It
yeah,
works.
Right.
Other houses, it's you're not going to get that back.
No. And that goes back to one of the things we were talking about earlier, which is when you fall in love with a product.
Right.
Right? So how many times have we seen people fall in love with this countertop and they start to design around that countertop and that countertop is over $100 a square foot when really... You're
a two-bedroom house.
I know.
It's not...
But then you and I even realize it's like, that might be your taste, but when you bring that sample into your kitchen, it changes everything. It looks like something out of Saks Fifth Avenue in this New England kind of rustic cape. It doesn't work. How many times have we seen that?
Right. And sometimes I have to say, it goes back to the people you buy the countertop from, because... Either they don't ask questions about what your house is or
right,
where
so
you live.
Are we going back to education? We're going back to education.
It goes
right?
back to finding the right suppliers right. that you trust.
Right.
Right. And that ties into other shows we'll talk about as hiring a contractor. It's all interwoven into one. Right.
True.
Because
true.
Some people are constantly upselling. It's back in the day. Remember, you buy a car and somebody says for $800, you get the under rust protection.
Right.
Which is a guy with the little spray hose out in the garage, you know. Faking he's spraying something hey, and it comes like
he
that.
Needs a job too
exactly
you know?
Right. But hey let me have you meet my manager, he's really excited to meet you.
Yeah, right.
right so that is what we're talking about, is you get attached to products or somebody upsells you and makes you feel like you need it, and then you spend all this extra money, you blow your budget to where you don't have enough for your backsplash, you don't have enough for maybe new cabinets yeah. or you know new fixtures. And you do a product that you'll never get back in resale value.
You know what this reminds me of is, you know, that you were talking the other day about where we really go with what we're doing now is we consult. We consult with people.
Right.
And everybody needs a consult. They do. And anything that they're doing. Because it's hard. What about the time? This is a good example. You know, you have pretty good ideas, except you do put seagrass and boulders in every design you do outside.
Yeah. Well, most of them because I like them.
I know you do. But I always know what you design because it's seagrass and boulders. But remember the time I came to your house and you had this beautiful little walkway going to your
that
step.
That has nothing to
and
do with
and then all of a
design.
Sudden it was a heat wave
that, yeah,
for like 3 days.
I had
days,
heat stroke.
And you had heat stroke.
I did 1,100 square foot driveway by myself in 100 degree weather.
I know, but this
weather.
Is a good point. But this is a good point.
Okay.
Because then all of a sudden you started doing this walkway off of your main walkway into your backyard and it was meandering to nowhere. I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I need to be able to walk back here. I said, you don't need that. And your wife looked at me and she said, thank God you came by. Because you just kept going like a little
it's
like
true.
Picasso mosaic.
It's true.
Artist
I had
on
heat
your hands.
Stroke.
You
I,
did.
I was like, you know, when you get in the zone at work,
yeah.
your body just says, I'm
you
going.
You needed a consult.
I needed a Gatorade.
And I gave it
That's
to you.
That's what I
right.
needed.
But what happens is people feel overwhelmed.
Right.
And then they don't know. Again, they feel like we all did this with our additions too. You know, you feel like, I feel like my questions are stupid. I don't know what to ask. I trust the person I hired, I think. Right? That's
right.
another thing to talk about. And then you're like, how does that connect to this? How does this connect? And what a consultation does, and with these good companies, you know, they always have someone consulting and helping to design. You pay for that, and you should pay for
right.
that. Because
so
you're doing this once.
Let's just do a recap. The front of your house,
yep.
your kitchen. We haven't really talked about bathroom. Fix your friggin' toilet. Right? Let's start there. Your toilet. Your shower is all stained and crappy
yeah.
and... You know, the
yeah.
floor and all that stuff.
Right.
That's just simple stuff. But you're amazed sometimes to where we get these people wanted to do a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 outdoor room in their backyard.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, hey, can I use the bathroom?
And you don't want to use that bathroom.
And you're like, are you freaking kidding me?
Okay, do you remember
Derek, when I saw a hairball moving.
I want to keep moving forward, but I have to tell this. I'm so sorry, but I just can't get it out of my head. When you were buying the toilet for your house, you called me up. And
I was accepting.
You called me up and
I
you
have
said,
big boys.
Derek, this toilet can suck up a whole package of golf
it
balls.
It was 32 golf balls that flushed. And if you had kids the size of mine that eat like mine, you would understand.
And I remember thinking, oh my, okay.
And to this day,
yes.
that thing, that was truthful advertising. Let me tell you something. But you know, and the other thing, it hits me too. You got to be honest about your house. I'm not honest about myself, but my therapist is working on that. But your house. Right? Embrace what your house is. If your house is a two-bedroom farmhouse the way mine started or a cottage on a pond like yours started,
right.
embrace that, and that's the way you should design your house.
Exactly.
If your house is a two-bedroom ranch, then embrace that cool, hip style. Ranches were like cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
In the 60s,
oh, yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Wright, right?
Yeah, right.
Hip, cool.
Yep.
It doesn't mean because your house is small that you have to go down in the way you
Don't
design.
Don't you love that one floor living?
Yeah.
That's
I right. mean, but that was hip. Yeah. I mean, everybody makes fun of Ray's Ranches.
They're right? incredible.
The absolutely perfect family home.
Yeah, they are.
If you have four kids, is there a better home designed, whatever architect designed Ray's Ranch, that fits perfectly for a home?
You know they have incredible square footage.
They do. And function. The basements are always usually the family room with the kids with the TV and all that stuff. So instead of trying to go against what your house is, that's where you make the wrong choices.
Yeah, that
embrace what
of,
your house is.
That reminds me of marriage.
This is not going to go
well. No, it's going to go very well because it's true. How many times do we see men and women that we know marrying somebody because they want to change them?
True.
Right?
That doesn't work out well.
No.
Just ask my wife. What? I just heard the creaking of my chair.
I didn't want to go there.
She's realized she couldn't change me.
Right.
But
it is true, though. Most people fall in love with somebody and they do want to change that. It's the same thing with the houses. We fall in love with the part of our house and we go, we can change that. But the structure of the house and what the house is meant to be is what, like my favorite house is a bungalow. I like bungalows.
Right.
Bungalows are awesome. There's so much potential. Or those craft, arts and craft houses like John and Karen's
open,
house.
Open, gorgeous. Right. But arts and crafts houses are money.
Yeah, that is money. Right. But though, you know, that exposed wood, all that. But let's get back to this one tip because we like to do tips of the day. So here's the tip of the day right now, okay? When it comes to working inside your house on a big project like a kitchen or a bathroom or even both, you need a company that encompasses it all. They have a consult, they have a designer, they have the installers, they have everything ready to go. And you're going to pay 15 to 20% extra for that, but you should.
Especially if they're good.
Well, yes, true. They have to be good. Because if you don't pay someone to do that, guess who's doing it?
You're going to stop it yourself.
Yeah.
And you're going to make huge mistakes.
You're going to be the GC. And how many people do we know that were GCs in their job? I was one while we were traveling. I didn't pay somebody to do it. And going back, Dean, I wish I paid someone just to take it over so I could go focus on the TV show when we were traveling and my family wouldn't have to live in my sister's basement for 4 months.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Talk about marriage.
I know, right? Carol?
Yeah.
That
didn't go well.
A saint.
Yes. But you know what? You bring up a good point.
Would you pay that 15 to 20% extra?
Yes, I would.
Back?
But
there
are some things that you can do. For example, we sell a product, recycled granite, and we'll talk about Julie in another show. But great idea. She takes countertop material that they're going to throw in dumpsters, and she turns it into these unbelievable tiles that you can use for kitchens, bathrooms, and she has taught 65-year-old grandmothers how to do their backsplash.
True, and she is the American dream.
And they do it unbelievable.
She created something out of waste.
Right. She's a perfect example that shows women are smarter than men.
We should have her on.
No. You know why?
Why?
Because she'll make us look stupid.
She is beautiful, too.
You just started talking about marriage and how it can be.
Well, I can.
No,
you can say that someone is attractive.
No, that's an inner thought.
Oh, it
inside.
Is? I didn't.
Inside.
Did that come out?
Yes,
it came out.
Yes.
Oh. No,
yes.
She's really cool. I love the fact that she did. She took waste and no one believed in her. And now she has, 16 franchises around the country?
Right. But her product is if you took your time with it and you understood how to do it, you could do that.
Okay.
You could save some money doing that.
Someone could use that product and do the backsplash in their bathroom or even in
the kitchen island, fireplaces, inside the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Tons of applications for that.
Right.
So there are certain DIY things you can do.
Yep.
There are certain things you should absolutely not. That's a whole other
show. Okay, so
you can and what you can't do. That's a show. Write that down because that's another show.
Why do I always have to
write
it down?
What you can and what you can't do.
Why do I always have to write down what you think?
And I think we should tell you what you can and what you can't do.
Does anybody notice?
Dot, 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 you idiot.
He didn't answer my question.
You idiot.
I'm the idiot?
No.
Oh.
If you, people attempting to do things.
Yes.
Like, we'll talk about that. I'm going to save that story.
What you can.
I'm
going to
save that story.
What story?
With the bus and the power line. I'm going to save that story.
That's good story.
Right. Write that down next to idiot. So there is a balance. There are certain things you can do and certain things you can't do.
All right, then let's talk about some of the things you can do.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
You know, we're almost out of time.
No, we're not.
We are totally almost out of time.
What are we at?
I think we're at we're like 30-something minutes.
You did a lot of talking.
No, you did.
You did a lot of talking. But, we're not done yet, though. Not for this first show. Not for the what is this? This is the launch. This is the launch show. This is the, you know, the first time. What are the words?
I don't feel like we got enough bang then. If this is the launch.
Well, I mean, like, this is the beginning. We've done this, but this is the beginning of something new. You know what I'm trying
then
to say?
I think we should have had way more energy. I didn't know this was the launch. I thought this was just one of them.
Oh, well, maybe it is. I don't know. I mean,
Well, it has to be now because you're talking about it.
Can't they edit that out?
No. No. So I guess this is it. Hey, we're back. A lot of energy. Prostate's a little swollen, but other than that, we're good. Nothing's changed. Five more chins, but other than that, we look the same.
If this isn't the launch show, then which show is this, number 10?
Like, I all don't, of a sudden, see, that's not
I don't know
me.
How it works that way.
I just talk in front of a mic.
Oh, well, clearly.
Has anybody gotten anything from this?
I don't know if you've gotten anything.
No.
Because you already took the ideas I had at the beginning.
You know what I picture? What's that? The person listening to this show?
Yeah.
Hey, Helen. You know when you go to Michael's? They got sparkles. Because I got an idea.
I never liked your brother. I never liked him. All right. So wait a second. Going back to the things we can do. Let's just talk about that a little bit, because that is something we did decide we wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
All right. So what a lot of people do, and I think they mess this up, though, because, you know, remember when we were talking about this and I kept saying, I keep coming up with the things you shouldn't do more than the things you should do. I think that a lot of people make a mistake of painting.
Yeah, because everybody thinks I can paint. Anyone can paint.
That you have to have the patience for that.
Right.
Because then they just slap it up and it looks like crap. That it's peeling because they don't want to do a primer. And they're always looking for the quickest way to... If you're going to paint, and especially because painting goes in last, please protect everything around it. I know this is just common sense stuff, but it's like, if you're going to do that, then do it right. Like, you know what are the professional painters we know.
Yeah, they know how to cut into the ceiling.
They're amazing.
And all that, right.
That looks like...
It is a talent.
And it's always two coats too, right?
So you're telling people they can't paint?
I think they can, but they can't butchie it. They can't butchie it, okay? Butchie's my brother. We'll get into that. But Butchie, you know when he paints, you don't want him painting.
No.
Right?
I don't want Butchie doing anything. Honestly, I don't even want him using the bathroom.
Well, with your tub, I mean your toilet, it'll probably suck him away. That's the thing with that.
Right. So I think to get specific with that, though, not everybody has a how-to talent.
Exactly.
So some little things that we say you can do,
it's about
some people can't.
It's about temperament. It's about temperament,
patience,
which is something you've had to work on over the years. Right.
How many times do people come in the quarry and say, "Yeah, I'm building a wall at my house." Okay, so you start asking questions. What are you doing? It's a retaining wall. Okay, a retaining wall. And what are you going to use?
I know.
I'm going to use real stone. Okay, you're going to use real stone.
Right.
How high and how long is the retaining wall? Ah, it's nothing. What do you mean, like, nothing? It's
12 feet high.
12 feet high and 150 feet long. Yeah. So I've come today to order 45 tons of wall stone. And you're like, don't take this the wrong way, sir. Why don't you come in, over here in the showroom so people don't hear us. So you're going to build a 12-foot, 100-foot-long wall. Mm-hmm. You're out of your mind.
Is that when you had that guy in the headlock the other day?
Remember that guy? Yeah. He came in. He was adamant. I saw a YouTube video.
Yep.
I'm building 12 entryway steps out of stone to my house and a 5-foot, 85-foot long wall.
Okay, see, again, that's what you shouldn't do.
Right, but right. He came from another part of the state. He said, no, I've been watching YouTube. I said, you understand, you're going to buy this stone, and I'd love to sell you stone, but I'm not going to feel right about it.
Right.
You're going to buy about 40 tons of stone, get it delivered to your house, and you're going to start setting it. You're going to get frustrated, and then you're going to have 39 and a half tons of stone sitting in your
front
yard
for 4 years.
And
how many times have you
years.
Seen that at someone's house?
Right, and guess what happened?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
He called me up. He said, I'm doing it. I got this guy. He's a tile guy out of work, and he's going to help me.
Oh, boy.
I said, so you're going to have a tile guy build a retaining wall.
But
okay, and he ordered it. He ordered it. Then his wife came in to pick out another 5 tons of another stone she liked. They added that on. It got delivered. Three days later, guess what?
He calls you up.
No, he was a coward. He had his wife call. And she said, do you guys pick up stone after you deliver it?
She did
three
not.
Days.
Oh, my God.
Three
gosh.
Days. And that was, you know me, I was pounding my chest saying, I told you so. Gosh. And I said, I'm sorry. Once it's delivered, we don't pick it up again. I try to tell you.
Yep.
I try to tell you. And, you know, his neighbors hate his guts because he lived in a high-end neighborhood.
Right.
And he has 39 and a half tons of stone sitting in front of his house.
Okay.
And it's been over a year now.
Well, that is a perfect example. I mean, I think the large stone wall is an easy one to talk about because we know that most of the time people don't understand, A, you need a cement mixer, B, you need the right mix, C, what's the stuff behind the wall.
Okay, let's dumb it down.
All of that.
Tiling your bathroom. Well, and you've never done tile before.
Right, exactly.
And your floor is not level.
But look at someone like Rick Grimes. Rick Grimes has that temperament. Rick Grimes can tile his bathroom, right?
Right.
Rick's a great...
You're saying Rick, like people know Rick.
No, I know. I was going to say, he's a client that came to the quarries, customer that came to the quarries and said, I want to do this wall with these steps. And after I talked to him, I said, okay, this is the reality of it, this and that. And then as I talked to him and I got that impression, I said, you really have the patience for this. He goes, yeah, I love this.
Right. And it goes down to certain people have talent.
Is he doing a beautiful job?
I've always wanted to be a dancer.
Is he doing a beautiful job?
I've always wanted to be a dancer.
No, you haven't.
Listen,
you're a terrible dancer.
Could you picture me in like those ballet tight things
you used to
with
wear
my large
when you
legs
waxed
and
your
buttocks?
Back.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I told you that's an old story.
Yeah.
But I will never be a dancer.
No, you won't.
Some people have a natural talent to do DIY stuff.
True.
Some homeowners blow us away when we see some of their
that's
work.
That's true.
Right?
And Rick Grimes is one of them.
So what we're really saying is know yourself.
Yeah, it's going back to psychology and therapy.
How many people look in the mirror and say, I really know myself? Thank you. So there are a lot of horror stories.
Let's ask you that question. Let's ask you that question. You know who you are?
Yes,
who are you?
Absolutely. I know exactly
who are you.
How do you put it into a sentence?
I don't know.
I'm me. Okay? I'll tell you who I am.
Yes.
I'd never do electrical work in my house.
No, that's true.
I would never plumb my house. I would never do any plumbing.
No, that's true.
I would never.
You would never do the ladder story.
I'd never roof my house.
You'd never do the ladder story.
No, I would never do
that. We're not talking about
Make
that
Make a note,
today.
Though, like that, the idiot thing. You shouldn't do that. I love that title.
I know.
All right, I think we got to go.
Okay.
We got to go. We're running out of time.
All right. Well, the thing about this show is it's going to be, we could just go on and on and on and on.
So here, let's make it simple.
All right.
For people who have questions or issues with anything in their hardscape, you know, we have a lot of contacts with, we'll never claim to be an expert. I will never claim to be an expert Finnish carpenter, electrician, or plumber. Neither will
no,
you.
No, neither will
but
I.
But we have a lot of tentacles
we
out there.
We do have tentacles out
if you
there.
Have
and
questions,
you can reach us.
Right.
You can reach us.
Go ahead.
At contactus@deanandderek.com.
And everybody screws up your name. How do you spell your name?
D-E-R-E-K.
People give you two R's.
They do.
Yep. Or they give you a C-K.
Well, what do they do with your last name?
They call me Mexican Fish.
Fish.
But all our social media and stuff is Dean and Derek. Facebook.
Right.
Right?
Get us on Facebook, Dean and Derek.
YouTube. We got some YouTube videos.
DeanandDerek.com. But this is the show here is under your roof and in your backyard with Dean and Derek.
And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
We got a lot to talk about.